This is the Magnify Him Together Kids Reading Podcast, Episode 4, and I'm here with John.
Hi.
All right, John, today we're going to take a look at Psalm 50. And Psalm 50, so let's read verses 1 to 6.
A Psalm of Asaph. The mighty God, even Yahweh, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be every tempestuous round about him.
He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. So this Psalm of Asaph is a bit of a different message. The message is about what we see at the end of verse 4.
That he may judge his people.
So it's God coming to judge his people.
At the kingdom.
So when Jesus comes back, and he comes with fire. It says in verse 3, a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about. What kind of picture does that make you think of?
A wildfire?
And that's a really good connection, because when a wildfire passes through, what happens to everything?
It burns.
Everything burns up. There's going to be nothing that escapes it. It's going to be judgment. But you know what he's going to do first? Look what he says in verse 5, John.
He's going to gather saints.
And we know that, right? Remember, Thessalonians tells us that the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead will rise, and then the dead and living will be called together to be with Jesus. And that's the time when they will be judged. So this is the context of this psalm. It's talking about judgments coming. That's the same message we see. For example, John the Baptist and Jesus said to repent for what was coming.
The kingdom.
And then he's got some hard questions for us. All right? And these hard questions in verses 7 to 15 is about what it means to give glory to God. All right? And it's a bit different than what the people were doing. So, for example, let's read this, and I'll read this for you. He says, hear, O my people, and I will speak. So who's he talking to?
He's talking to the people.
Yeah, his people. So we're not just about the world. This is specifically to his people. He says, O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, even your God. And he says something interesting. He says, I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings to have been continually before me. What he's saying is, they were going and bringing their offerings and doing everything they should.
Yeah.
But then he says, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? How does God feel about their offerings?
He feels like they're not doing it meaningful.
Sometimes we can fall into a trap where we just do what we have to, or what we feel we are supposed to.
Yeah.
But our heart's not in it. It wasn't meaningful. And God says, wait a minute. I'm not actually happy with the death of animals or you burning them. I'm not hungry. I'm not thirsty. It's about your heart being changed. Do you want to read verse 14 and 15?
Mm-hmm. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
So he wants them to offer what?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. What is more important for God is that we appreciate all the good things he does for us. That we do things not because we have to, but we take a minute and we say, what can I be thankful for God today? We've started this habit. Before bed, we say what didn't go well and what did go well. And then we have something to pray about. And then he says, pay your vows. So if you make a promise, what does God expect?
To keep it.
You keep it. God wants us to show thankfulness and to do what we say, what we promise we'll do. And even more, he says, now call upon him in the day of trouble because he'll deliver you. So if you would call on God in a day of trouble, it means that you trust him. You believe him. So maybe something we can focus on this week is thankfulness. Take some time, maybe now, to think about all the good things that God has given you that you can be thankful for. Maybe the things which haven't seemed good at the time, but that you can now see that God is using for the good. Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Magnify Him Together Kids Reading Podcast. We hope you have a fantastic week, and Lord willing, we'll see you next week.
Bye.